Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We got the inflation report today, and it is 4.2%, the highest in 3 years. Why? Because of Donald Trump's war in Iran. That is obviously exploding oil prices, partly because his tariffs, which over time, we know for a fact, based on the economic data available from places like Goldman Sachs, that at least some portion of the tariffs are being pushed on to consumers. The price is being passed on to consumers. And so, with consumer sentiment near an all-time low, inflation the highest in 3 years, a war raging in Iran, Donald Trump held a press conference today. And let me tell you something, folks. He's not okay. The question of our lifetime will truly be, Donald J. Trump, in these final years in office, how much of what he is saying does he believe to be true and he's truly completely delusional? And how much of it does he know to be false, but he's such a psychopath he's willing to lie about it? And in all of this, how serious is the cognitive decline? Because Donald Trump has been to Walter Reed 3 times in the last 13 months, and he is not well. So we're going to react to some clips today, and I want to show you the most viral one in a second when Donald Trump talks about inflation, because I think it probably secured the midterms for Democrats. Before we get started, my name is Chris Mowry. Chris Mowry with a hat. I don't think I've ever worn a hat in video, but we're rocking a hat today. It's 90 degrees in Chicago. It's very hot. I got to go out, get some exercise. We're rocking the hat today. So Chris Mowry with a hat. Chris Mowry. Oh, gosh. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. It would mean a lot if you go right down below. Check out my YouTube channel, Chris Mowry. Maybe hit subscribe, hit like. It really, really helps me out. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, obviously trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. We've been working so hard behind the scenes to bring you the best content available. Adam's been traveling. He's been on CNN. He's been on Zohran Mamdani's live stream, or been live streaming, I should say, excuse me, with Zohran Mamdani. I've been here trying to cook up videos. We have people in the background editing, and we're just trying to give you the best experience possible pushing back against these MAGA lies. So if you appreciate that, make sure you go right down below, hit like, and hit subscribe. Let's jump right into it. Let's start here.
It's really beautiful. It's something for you to see. It's incredible. It's the largest, it's the longest pool in the world by 3 or 4 times. It's, you know, it's really pretty amazing. That's where Martin Luther King made his great speech. And they say he had 1 million people. And I made a speech there for July 4th a few years ago. And they said, and I was packed. And they said I had 25,000 people. They said he had 1 million. But when you look at the picture, I said, well, wait, the people were even tighter at mine. I had more people than him. But they said I had 25,000 and he had 1 million. But I'm not going to argue with Martin Luther King because I like that.
Completely and totally deranged. There is no way any person can argue that this isn't clear and obvious cognitive decline. And obviously, we've seen Donald Trump for 10 years in American politics. He is a psychopath. He rambles incoherently all the time, but it is so much worse than ever. It's not even close. He's talking about how he had more people at a July 4th speech than Martin Luther King, and they said it was 25,000, but if you look at the pictures, are we serious right now? This guy is not well.
Wait, you guys.
They're the only ones.
Yeah.
See, Biden wouldn't do this.
No, he wouldn't.
That's the real deal right there.
Okay.
Beautiful. Nice.
As Donald Trump said there, quote, Biden wouldn't do this. He'd need the machine. And again, you see in the poll numbers, right? For example, when Donald Trump was elected, he was between +5 and +10 on the economy and inflation. He's like -45 on that issue. That's a 50-ish point flip, 50 points. Same thing with immigration. He was, you know, +5 when he started, something like that, maybe +10. Now he's like -20. He is more unpopular than he has ever been. The only comparable time to this for Donald J. Trump in terms of his unpopularity is right after January 6th. And everybody said his political career was over after that. The reason I bring this up is, again, as prices explode and people are struggling, this guy is going on and on about Biden. And we're hearing this more and more from the administration. I hear it more in the last 2 months than I ever have, that, oh, this is Biden's fault. This is because of Joe Biden. The gas prices are because of Joe Biden. It's very hard to claim that you are going to usher in the golden age of America on day one, and you are deep into your second year. We're right around the corner from the midterms, and you're blaming your predecessor. Things are probably not going to be going well for you polling-wise. And again, he says, oh, Biden couldn't do this because of the cognitive decline. As I pointed out, this is an article from NPR, Trump's third checkup at Walter Reed raises more questions about his health. The White House is saying little about President Trump's checkup at Walter Reed Tuesday, his third in 13 months. Critics say the lack of transparency only raises more questions about his health. Three visits in 13 months, as you remember, one of those visits, he said, I got an MRI. He kind of just randomly announced that, and we hadn't heard it from the White House. And people were like, oh, wow, okay, where'd you get the MRI? I don't know. Like what part of your body? I don't know. But they said it was the best MRI they've ever seen, ever. Right. Why'd you get the MRI? I don't know. Okay. And then 2 months later, the White House was like, all right, we'll be more transparent about this. He didn't get an MRI. He got a CT scan. Does anybody want to ask why the President of the United States thought he got an MRI, actually got a CT scan, didn't know why or where on his body? That seems like a relevant question. He's bragging consistently about these, you know, IQ tests that he believes he's taken when he keeps taking the test to see if he has signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. Again, if you're taking a test, a MOCA test, M-O-C-A, and it's a test to see if you have signs of Alzheimer's or dementia, and you believe you're taking a actual like IQ test that no one else can pass, that's probably not a good sign for the whole Alzheimer's dementia piece of this. I feel like that should be part of the test. Do you understand the test you just took? No, minus 10 points. I don't actually know, you know, how, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know how the test works. The difference between Democrats and Republicans is I trust the science, I trust the doctors. So, you know, don't listen to me when it comes to the MOCA test, the MOCA test. I only know the very basics. So now we get to the very viral clip, the one that is going to be an ad all over the place, nonstop for Democrats. Come the midterms and 2028, Donald Trump talking about inflation, talking about the inflation report that I mentioned in the beginning. Let's take a listen.
The right people come into our country.
Are you going to go to any games? I will.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a
no? I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now. Something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran, until right now. We took out the other night 22 ships late at night with no lights because they don't have any radar because we blasted the crap out of it. We took out, that's why oil's $85 a barrel. I mean, you take a look. Remember when I did this, I said, look, the one bad thing will be we hit the best economy we've ever hit. And I said to my people, I had Scott, I had Howard, I had Pete, I had all of them. I had Todd in the room. I said, the one thing we have to do now, we had just hit the highest stock market in history, highest 401ks in history. Everything was going well. And I said, I hate to do this to you guys, but Iran's going to have a nuclear weapon very soon. We have to go and attack. So we hit them with the B-2 bombers.
I mean, wow. There is so much to break down here. And again, you already have elected Democrats. This press conference, excuse me, just happened, you know, clipping this. This is the quote. It has to be. It's no different than him saying about Iran when he was asked. Someone said, do you care about Americans' financial situation? Like, do you think about Americans' financial situation when you make decisions around Iran? Him saying, quote, no, I don't think about that at all. Similarly here, literally saying, quote, I love the inflation. The numbers are great. I love the inflation. The highest in 3 years. We are going to crush inflation on day one. And then the rest of this is, again, completely and totally incoherent. I remain convinced that if Americans were forced to watch Donald J. Trump, he would have lost by like 10 million votes. I'm being honest. Like, if people were forced to watch 45 minutes of Donald J. Trump, I'm like, there's no way this guy would have won. I'm just convinced people don't listen to him. They just hear little sound bites and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember his first term. But if you listen to this guy, how can anybody argue that this is coherent? And now he's talking about last night in the middle of the night, you're hearing for the first time, we stole these barrels of oil because their radar has been, you know, completely and totally eviscerated. I also want to point out that we just learned that a U.S. Army helicopter was shot down near the Strait of Hormuz. Luckily, everyone's okay. This is from yesterday. Donald Trump blamed Iran for downing a U.S. Army helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz on Tuesday and said the United States must respond to the attack. Luckily, it appears that everybody is okay. But again, this is a guy who has said so many times in the past, and including partially right there, quote, Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily. Don't forget that their Navy is gone, their Air Force are gone, their anti-aircraft is gone, their radar are gone, everything is gone. It's like, wow, their anti-aircraft continues to be gone, but American troops are being shot at. This guy is such a goddamn liar. He lies all the time. He lies more than most of us breathe, truly. It's unbelievable.
159 ships at the bottom of the sea. There's no Air Force. All of their planes are blown up. Most of their drones are gone. Most of their drone-making ability is gone. Most of their missiles are gone. All of their leadership is gone, so they replaced it. All of that leadership is gone, so they replaced it. And that's the people we're dealing with now. And I think they're going to want to make a deal, but we're going to find out.
Inflation to come down between now
and November. Oh, when the war is over?
Yes.
It's coming down.
I know you can't.
It's going to come.
I mean, we're close to a deal. They have no anti-aircraft. You know, we've heard this all before. And I also want to point out, you know, he says inflation is going to. I mean, we went from looking at cutting rates and the Fed in this very hard position because it appeared the labor market was slowing while inflation was increasing. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like the labor market is actually hot, adding more jobs than expected last week. That's part of why the stock market, because it looks like the Fed is actually going to have to hike rates, because the reason the labor market is pumping is because there's money showing up in the economy because there is this raging inflation. Why? Because of Donald Trump's, again, war in Iran and Donald Trump's tariffs. There's not a lot of good ways out here, right? The labor market starts to rip, inflation starts to go up, the labor market, you know, falls and inflation goes down, but, you know, we have a shitty labor market and we've been sitting in this in-between where kind of both have been bad, again, because of Donald J. Trump and this stagflation. I also want to point out in relation to what he said, we're close to a deal. He said that again today. How many times has Trump claimed an Iran deal is around the corner? This is crazy because I've been thinking about this a lot. I tried to keep track in the first 2 weeks of this whole ordeal myself. I completely lost track, but CNN here doing great work, including the period before the ceasefire. He's done it at least 38 times. That's the number of times he said directly in social media posts, public appearances, and phone calls with the media that a deal was close or Iran was desperate to cut one or whatever. 38 different times. And the amount of times that he said we have won this war is like over 20. It's not even close. There's almost an agreement. We're almost there. It's June. This is March. And this whole thing was supposed to be 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, it is such a disgrace that this guy is in the Oval Office. It is such a disgrace.
They rigged the election, the second election, as you probably hear and probably know. Most of you know that happened, and now it's been proven. And it will be proven as time goes by even more so. We have things that you won't believe. When we release the full files, you're not going to believe how crooked the second 2020 election was. But
okay, Donald. He's going to finally release the evidence we've all been waiting for, because there's no evidence that the 2020 election was stolen. None. And he's been in office a year and a half with his massive mandate and can do whatever he wants. But we still have no arrests, no files released, because it didn't happen. And he's been going on this whole tirade recently because he claims the Los Angeles mayoral race was rigged because he's psychotic. And I also want to point out, as I pointed out on Twitter, it is just fascinating to me that Democrats decide to rig the Los Angeles mayoral race, but decided, let's just skip the whole 2024 election. Obviously less important. Is there someone at like the DNC who just like controls the little vote machine? Did he forget? Was he not staffing the day of the 2024 election? Someone called him up and was like, Gerald, did you change the votes? And he's like, oh my God, that was today? So I guess we just missed that one. These people are deranged. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. It'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below. Make sure you are subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.